Today we're back again with the book review podcast brought to you by Ramble.
With your favorite hosts,
Annette
and Julie. Today we are going to discuss the book, The Distance Between Us by Reina Grande. In the book, it discusses one of the most controversial topics, immigration.
And today we have your favorite influences, Dosley.
Hi, I'm Dosley.
And Abby.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Today we're back again with the book review podcast. Brought to you by Ramble.
With your favorite hosts,
Annette
and Julie. Today we're going to talk about the book, The Distance Between Us by Reina Grande. In the book, it discusses one of the most controversial topics, immigration.
Today's guests are your favorite influencers, Abby and Dosley.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hi, I'm Dosley.
In this novel, it shows the Grande's family immigration to America. This autobiography follows the protagonist, Reina, and her life in America. Now on to the question, who was the best character?
In my opinion, Maga was the best character because she was a mother figure to Reina and really showed a great role model.
I think that Reina was the best character because she went through a lot but still achieved her dream of going to college.
I think Maga was the best character because she was a mother figure and she stood up for Reina and Carlos when they got in trouble.
I think Reina is the best character because she had so much potential and did great things with her writing and now she viewed things in a whole different light.
Okay, on to the next question. What would you have changed about the ending of the book?
I would have changed that their father would have chosen Reina over Mila.
I would have chosen that the mom would have apologized for leaving them.
I would have changed how the father would have had a change of heart, like be with his kids.
I think that Reina's siblings would all be together.
Next question. What was the message/theme did you get from The Distance Between Us?
I think that the theme is that you should proceed with your goal no matter what anyone says.
To me, the theme was that there are two sides to every story, and not everyone has the opportunities of growing up in a good environment.
The message that I thought would go good was don't let anyone break you down and pick up the pieces and put them back together.
I think the message is, even though we're very far, we're still family and we love each other.
Final question, how does or doesn't this book relate to your life?
This book does not relate to my life because I'm not an immigrant and my parents did not leave.
This relates to my life because my parents are immigrants, but I have never been separated from my family.
This relates to my life because my dad is also an immigrant from Mexican descent.
My parents are immigrants and I have siblings who will stick with me through thick and thin too.
Tulsi, I really like your scrunchie. Where'd you get it from?
Thank you. I got it from the website Scrunchies by the Visco Girls. They come in all colors, shapes, and sizes for your desire.
Did you use the 10% code off the book review?
Yes, I did. Make sure to use your code the book review when shopping online.
This is your host,
Annette
and Julie,
signing off.
Thank you for joining us today on the book review. Remember to get your Distance Between Us books and your scrunchies with the discount code, The Book Review.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on The Book, the Book Review. Remember to get your book, The Distance Between Us, and your scrunchies with the discount code, The Book Review.
Thank you for our guests, Abby and Dosley, for joining us today.
Bye. Bye.